Did you know that 7 out of 10 Americans who have medical bills say that they have to lower their spending on food in order to avoid a medical bankruptcy? Navigating our highly complex world of healthcare and health benefits leaves many people feeling like a snowball in, well, you know where. I'm Josh Butler, healthcare consultant and advisor to more than 150 employers around the country, and this is A Snowball's Chance in Healthcare, a show about restoring hope in healthcare. Join us as we discuss ways you can lower your healthcare and benefits costs, how companies are winning the healthcare and benefits battle, and how hope is being restored to this community and communities across the country. All right. Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the very first edition, very first episode. I don't know exactly what we call it over here, of A Snowball's Chance in Healthcare. I'm so excited to launch this this show here in Amarillo. It's something that I've thought about for a lot of years, and we're going to talk a little bit about the show today and what the topics of the show are going to be and what we're going to cover and maybe some of the guests that we're going to host in the future. But before I get to all that, I just want to take a minute and I just want to say thank you to KGNC for this opportunity to host this program and to share my experiences and with the audience and what I've learned through my professional career and just through really my life experiences. I've learned so much about healthcare through conversations and interactions with our clients and with my colleagues in this industry. And this show is all about having meaningful conversations that employers, employees, and even families and communities are having today around the topic of healthcare and healthcare benefits. Now, my hope and my desire for A Snowball's Chance in Healthcare is that this becomes a channel that helps many people in this community, many companies as possible in this community, with one of the most frustrating, one of the most opaque and convoluted issues in American society today, and that is, of course, healthcare and health insurance benefits. Now, listen, we're less than 2 minutes into the very first episode, and I could literally hear the groans from the street outside about healthcare. Are you serious? We're really going to talk about healthcare? And I understand that as well as anybody. Healthcare, and especially health insurance, they're not sexy topics to talk about, right? But I can tell you one thing. Everywhere I go, and I mean literally everywhere I go, I hear people talking about healthcare, whether it's their own personal health issues or situations, or it's a Medicare issue or a health insurance issue or how much something costs. People are talking about healthcare. They're not only talking about healthcare, people are fed up with a lot of things going on in healthcare, and they're frustrated, and they're afraid, and they're anxious. And so it's a big topic, right? But I get it. Nobody wants to sit around and listen to anybody talk about health insurance, right? Especially on the radio. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Well, that's not what we're going to do here. That's not what this show is about. This show is all about things that people actually want to know, interesting things in healthcare, things that actually help people in their daily lives, things that people are actually talking about. Okay? This show is also about helping companies and employers specifically better understand this jacked up industry called healthcare. That way, companies can make more informed purchasing decisions. Because guess what? When you're sponsoring a health plan at your company, you're making decisions that impact the lives of your employees. It's a big deal. And you know, I have a friend in this industry. Well, probably more of a colleague, but I would call her a friend. I hope she would call me a friend too. She once said that, you know, people, they don't need to know how their insurance works. They need to know how to work their insurance and work the healthcare system. And you know what? She's right. No one wants to sit around and discuss their deductibles and their copays. Come on. You guys already know how your health insurance works. But what a lot of people don't know, however, is how our healthcare system works, how doctors and hospitals get paid, how this industry is extracting so much value from people that one of my future guests on this program says that healthcare has stolen the American dream from millions and millions of Americans, and it continues to do so. And it's done so for 50 plus years. Even Warren Buffett, you guys know Warren Buffett, the Oracle of Omaha, the businessman, you know, the investor, the philanthropist. Warren Buffett has even said, and this is a quote, by the way, from Warren Buffett, This isn't a paraphrase. Here's the quote. Healthcare is the tapeworm of American economic competitiveness. A tapeworm, right? And that rising healthcare costs, not taxes, is the number one problem that American businesses face today. Number one. That's from Warren Buffett, okay? Now listen to this. When he made this quote, he went on to explain exactly kind of what he was talking about, and here's how he summed it up. In 1960, this is a long time ago, 1960, the corporate tax rate in America accounted for about 4% of GDP, 4% of the total American economy. Well, today, corporate taxes make up right about 2% of GDP. It's gone down. It's been cut in half as a percentage of the GDP. In correlation, in 1960, healthcare expenditures in this country accounted for about 5% of GDP. And today, healthcare costs account for approximately 20% of GDP, a full fifth of the entire United States economy, and it's rapidly growing. That makes healthcare a $4.2 trillion per year industry. Now, think about this. If the healthcare industry were its own sovereign nation, it would be the world's fourth largest economy. Just one industry in this country would be the world's fourth largest economy. So listen, it's not taxes that are necessarily hurting American businesses and families. It's predominantly healthcare, and everybody feels it. American businesses bear a very large portion of these costs and these healthcare-related expenditures every year. In fact, two-thirds of this country, those people, we still access our healthcare system via an employer-sponsored health insurance plan that you participate in at work. So when something goes from representing 5% to 20% of GDP, and it's employers who are, you know, shouldering a lot of this cost, then you can see the problem that Warren Buffett's talking about. It's having a dramatic effect on our economy. And it's not just businesses and companies that this is affecting. In fact, in late 2021, Discover Personal Loans did a survey. And yeah, that's the same Discover that produces the credit cards. I'm sure many of you have a Discover credit card. I'm certain of that. But anyways, in 2021, Discover did a survey, and they found that 63% of Americans said that they were anxious about paying a medical bill, compared to just 47% of Americans who said they were more worried about actually getting better. 63% of people say that they're more worried about the bill that's coming than actually getting sick, okay? Now, why is that? That's kind of a strange anomaly. I mean, why is that? And it's because the leading cause of personal bankruptcy in this country is directly related to a medical event. That's right. More people in this country file bankruptcy every year due to medical events than any other reason. Over 60% of bankruptcies are tied to a medical event. And, you know, that in and of itself is shocking enough. But listen to this. This is what's really shocking to me. Out of the tens and tens of thousands of people that file a medical bankruptcy each and every year, 72% of those people had health insurance at the time. They had health insurance. Okay, we thought health insurance was supposed to protect us from these types of things, like a bankruptcy. Now, even people with health insurance are being negatively impacted by an unexpected medical event, and it happens a lot. Well, on this show, A Snowball's Chance in Healthcare, this show isn't just about identifying these major problems that I'm kind of laying out today, or these systemic issues in healthcare. We're going to talk a lot about the problems. But I want people to know that right now we are in the midst of a healthcare revolution in this country. Whether you see it or not, whether you believe it or not, it's happening. And many of the solutions and innovative ideas that are coming out of this revolution, they hold great promise for American businesses and American families. So this show is also about sharing these amazing innovations and strategies and solutions, not only with this community, but regional businesses and entrepreneurs, our local policymakers and politicians, our elected officials, with my friends and my neighbors right here in Amarillo. I'm passionate about this. I hope you can tell. But, Albert Einstein, it was Albert Einstein who once said that if he were given an hour to solve a problem, he would spend 55 minutes thinking about the problem and only 5 minutes thinking about the solution. And that's Albert Einstein. And I'm no Albert Einstein, right? But that is certainly a wise statement. The better we understand the problem that we face, it's the more likely it is that we're going to be able to solve it. And that's really what is at the heart of this program. So we're going to talk a little bit about one of the problems that we see in healthcare. It's arguably, in my opinion, one of the biggest problems that we face in healthcare today. And it's price. The prices we pay for healthcare services. Now, many politicians would have us believe that the biggest problem that we have in this country is that not enough people have health insurance. Well, that's funny because 93% of this country already has health insurance, right? And prices aren't getting any better, by the way. And that's what the Affordable Care Act was all about. It was, you know, except the Affordable Care Act was more about getting people more affordable health insurance, not necessarily more affordable health care. And let me be really clear, there's a big distinction between health insurance and health care. So let's dig in a bit here. Let's talk a little bit more in detail about this pricing problem. So I'm going to start out with this. In 1970, the total health care spending in this country totaled $74 billion a year in 1970. By the year 2000, healthcare expenditures had reached $1.4 trillion per year. And in 2020, healthcare expenditures have tripled to more than $4.1 trillion per year. These expenditures, these healthcare costs, these everything, they represent all the money that we spend in healthcare and healthcare related activities such as in administering insurance plans, health research, public health, like COVID spending and things of that nature, including expenditures from private plans, like your private health insurance plans, and public funds like Medicaid and Medicare. $4.1 trillion. Now, ladies and gentlemen, $4.1 trillion is a lot of money. Like I said earlier, if healthcare were its own economy, it would rank just below Japan and right above Germany. It would be the fourth largest economy on the planet. But I want to take a second and notice that I use the word price and not cost, okay? There's a difference between price and cost. Even though those terms are used interchangeably in a lot of scenarios, and I even do that sometimes, but especially in healthcare, there is a mountain of difference between the price of healthcare and the cost of healthcare. You see, cost is the amount of money that goes into producing a product or delivering a service. Cost is the actual expense to produce something, okay? But price, however, is the total amount of money paid as a consideration for the sale of that service or that product. So price can be set wherever, right? So this is what happens in healthcare. There's a big difference between the price and the cost. And the vast majority of financial transactions in healthcare, the price has nothing to do with the actual costs. So would it surprise you if I told you that most hospitals, I'm going to, you know, talk about hospitals for a second. Would it surprise you if I told you that most hospitals, they don't know their actual costs of delivering specific services to patients? They don't. And it's because many hospitals do not perform what is known as cost accounting, like a lot of just maybe your business. I mean, you understand if you're a business owner, you know what cost accounting is. You got to know what it costs you to deliver a good or a service to market. But hospitals don't establish their prices based on their actual cost to deliver you a service. They set prices at levels that maximize profitability under their contracts with insurance companies. Okay? So that's an important thing to understand. So let's back up to 1970 again. In 1970, there was also approximately 200 million Americans. And in 2020, there were approximately 330 million Americans. So one might say, well, Josh, the reason that we're spending so much more as a country is because there's more people. Well, that is partially true. Granted, population growth is a factor. But let me break these numbers down for you real quick. Back in 1970, when the country spent just over $74 billion a year on healthcare, that averages out to spending right at $365. That's a dollar a day. $365 per year for every man, woman, and child in America in 1970. Now let's fast forward back to 2020, when we spent just over $4 trillion. That averages out to $12,370 per man, woman, and child in the country. So look how much it's changed. Look how much more we're spending per person and per capita in this country. And so you might say, well, Josh, that's because we've gotten fatter. We've gotten sicker. We're utilizing our healthcare system far more than we did 50 years ago. Well, not so fast. That's not true. It's according to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, that is an organization that tracks healthcare utilization in all of the major countries around the world. Utilization in America is actually below the worldwide average for per capita healthcare utilization. So let me translate that. As Americans, we are not consuming more care than the average country around the world. And as a matter of fact, we are utilizing less healthcare today per capita as a country than we were 20 years ago. So you can't say the reason that healthcare costs have exploded is because of utilization. It's not. We're actually using less healthcare as a nation than we did 20 years ago. So what is primarily driving the huge increase in spending? It's like I said, and it's like what this Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development also, this was in the same report. It's the prices we pay for healthcare. The prices for healthcare services have exploded over the last couple of decades. Now, I want to take a second and make it perfectly clear who's paying these prices, who the true payers of healthcare are in this country, who's footing the majority of this bill. The true payers of healthcare in this country are employers, their employees, and taxpayers. I said a minute ago, two-thirds of this entire country accesses our healthcare system through an employer-provided health insurance plan. And in addition to health insurance premiums, employees are also contributing dollars through things like deductibles, co-pays, and co-insurance. That's money coming out of your pocket and your employer's pockets to pay for services. Taxpayers fund Medicare and Medicaid. So we need to understand that we are the true payers of healthcare in this country, not insurance companies. Calling an insurance company the payer of my healthcare is like calling H&R Block the payer of my taxes. Well, H&R Block doesn't pay my taxes. I pay my taxes. And so it's inevitable at this point, you know, in a discussion when we have this conversation with people, they'll say something like, well, what about when a person gets cancer and there's $1 million claim and the insurance company pays that claim? That person hasn't paid in $1 million in premium. Well, in that scenario, you got me. You got me. You're right in that scenario. That person probably hasn't paid in $1 million in premium. That's true. But I want you to consider this. And I'm going to use casinos as an example. Every day, there are people who walk into casinos and they gamble and they win big. They gamble big and they win big. And the house loses some of the time. But if you take a second to look around, you'll also observe thousands of people who are losing. Hundreds and hundreds of people that are bawling their eyes out in their cocktails, you know, while five people may be getting in the house's pocket. Look at all of the people the house is taking their money, right? It's all a matter of odds. And insurance is a game of odds as well. The business of insurance, these insurance companies aren't doing anything wrong. This is the business of insurance. They rely on millions of people to pay in premiums, and there aren't going to be any claims, with the understanding that there's going to be some people that are going to have cancer and there's going to be big claims. It's all a matter of odds. And, you know, bottom line is we are the true payers of healthcare in this country, and you don't need to forget that. Now, we spent the majority of our time discussing these problems, these systemic shortcomings in healthcare. And before we discuss some of the remedies, I want to make one final little statement about this. Doctors, nurses, and even pharmacists are among the country's most admired and respected professionals. And they should be. They should be for a reason. This is deservedly so. These clinicians, by and large, they work tirelessly to mend our broken bones and to treat our ailments. And when we dig deep within healthcare data, pricing data, we know that it's not doctors, it's not nurses, it's not pharmacists that are driving these price increases. The pricing problem isn't about the clinicians, okay? It's just not. It's a systemic problem. And I want to be clear about that. So I want to shift a little bit, and I want to talk about how, you know, solving some of these issues, how some forward-thinking employers and even individuals are solving these problems in healthcare. And I'm going to tell you a quick story. A few weeks ago, I had a man reach out to me, and he works at a company here in the Panhandle that's my client, and that client is self-funded. They're self-insured. They got about 100 employees. And this man calls me, and he tells me that his wife had just been prescribed a new medication that required pre-authorization or prior authorization. And they weren't quite sure what that meant, so I kind of walked them through that. And all they knew is that the copay that they were going to have to pay for this medication was going to be $250 a month. Yeah, that's what they were going to pay, $250 a month. But this specific medication, the full price tag on that drug, $7,000 per month. That's an $84,000 a year medication. And like I said, this company where he works, they're self-funded. And the plan, the employer's plan, it does cover this medication. However, the man's issue was that they were contemplating not filling this prescription due to the $250 a month copay. It was going to be a struggle for them to afford even the copay for this drug. Well, over a span of about 2 weeks, I worked very closely with this couple, the wife's physician, and even the employer. And I made a lot of calls. We filled out a lot of paperwork together. And when it was all said and done, we successfully sourced this medication directly from the manufacturer for $0. Zero. That's right. $0. This one solution saved that employer about $80,000 a year, but it also saved the individual $3,000 a year in copays. And you know what? That's great. That's amazing. It saved a bunch of money, and saving money is really fun. It's really cool. But here's the bigger story. Here's what's more important. Now this woman is getting a drug that they were contemplating not filling because of the cost of it, but now she's getting treatment that she needs. And that's why I do what I do, okay? This is why employers are getting creative. It's not just about saving money. It's that literally can be the difference between a person getting the care they need or not getting the care they need. And I know you're asking, how'd you get the drug for $0? And, well, I've planned an episode where we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty of how we did that for that woman and how we do that for multiple people. She's just one of many examples. And that's coming up in a couple of weeks. So make sure you join us in a couple of weeks when we discuss that topic. But main thing here, employers, HR managers, CFOs, listen up. If your organization is self-funded or self-insured especially, these types of strategies and solutions are the path to lowering your healthcare cost while simultaneously improving benefits for employees, just like we did for this family in this story. And so you can ask yourself, how many employees at your company are taking high-cost medications that those people are maybe financially qualified to get them for free? What are you paying for MRIs and CT scans and outpatient surgeries? Okay, I just want you to know that there are real solutions to you like this one that are out there in the market and not just for prescription drugs. You just have to know what to do, and you need a plan that will accommodate and a strategy that will accommodate innovation and creative things. But the last thing is this. Before we can solve the price problem in healthcare, we need to know the price of healthcare before we get the service. So next week, join us, because I'm going to be talking about the Consolidated Appropriations Act. If you don't know what the Consolidated Appropriations Act is, and you're an employer and you're listening, you need to be apprised of this piece of legislation, because it dramatically impacts in organizations that have health insurance plans. But we're going to be talking about, you know, transparency and disclosure laws, and how this is enabling employers and families to find the price of healthcare services before they are rendered. And that's extremely important for companies. If you're desperate to lower your healthcare and benefits costs, well, you got to start having these conversations. These new transparency laws are changing the way that healthcare services are being purchased. And that's a major opportunity for companies who are willing to get engaged in this area in their businesses. And we're going to dig into that next time. Well, hey guys, I'm Josh Butler, president of Butler Benefits and Consulting. And each week, I'm arming employers and their employees with information they need to have a snowball's chance in healthcare. Check us out online at butler-benefits.com. That's butler-benefits.com. We've got a lot of great content and resources on our website, including all episodes of A Snowball's Chance in Healthcare. Until next week, thanks for tuning in and listening. God bless. Have a great day.